want to go to Adelaide because their carnival is starting to warm up and the fields aren't far away for the weekend. Gordon Richards is online. He's got his good horse Benz lining up. Morning to you, Gordon.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. You'll be just wrapped to get the horse back, mate.
Yeah, it's good. And to have some good races coming up in our own backyard is good.
Yeah, fantastic prize money for these features. It's been a gap between races. You've been quite patient since Ben's won the Zetative way back in the middle part of February.
Yeah, we're quite happy there, and he pulled up okay, but with an eye on the Euclides in a fortnight for the $500,000 three-year-old race here, we thought we'd just back off a bit, give him a little rest, and set him for that.
Yeah, we'll get on to those bonuses. I reckon they'll add something pretty special the next few weeks for horses going there. But is he a horse that will appreciate the gap between races anyway, Gordon?
Yeah, he's probably better that way, a bit fresh. Last time we went to Flemington for the Hilton on the Park 1400, he drew a bad gate and never had a lot of luck. But because we were in Melbourne, we hung around to run in the Sandown Guineas and probably wasn't his cup of tea. He faded a bit there. Probably 1600 was a bit far for him. But I think he's better fresh. He's a very clean-winded horse, and it doesn't affect him to be fresh.
The format of that win in the Zetative reads pretty good with Darren. You beat Darren that day, and we know what Darren did in the Arrow Field a couple of weeks ago here in Sydney. So he's not a bad horse, this one. He sort of starts always at a reasonably good price.
Yeah, he always has. Actually, his first win after his first race where he tried to go through the running rail a couple of times and got beaten a fair margin, they sent him out at $21, his next start. And after he won that, it was probably deemed to be a fluke. We still got $8 about him next time. Then he started to tighten up a bit. But I know he's always a good price. And we're keen to take it.
And you sound like, obviously, he's ready to go Saturday, but that bonus with the Euclase in a couple of weeks, it looks to be a real big target race.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, he had a quiet trial last Thursday. You'll get the race Saturday here, and then a fortnight into that up to 1,200, if he's good enough. He'll be cherry ripe for that.
And there's that bonus as well that has been announced with a few of these races.
Yes.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, so it's the Redelva on Saturday, then into the other race, the Euclides. Just while I've got you, mate, I Am a Gypsy. Did you accept in the Irwin?
Yeah, we did. I've just looked there now. There's only 9 acceptors. We weren't sure which way we were going to go. She's pulled up good from Oakbank, and I accepted just to see what the field ended up like. And I don't know what they are, but there's only 9 accepted for it. So. Okay. If there's no other mad leaders that are going to take her on all the way, we may run again.
It might go, yeah, okay. Well, we look forward to seeing Benz on Saturday in the Irwin, mate, and then off to the Euclides. Gordon, it's a big time May time in Adelaide, and let's hope it's a successful carnival for everybody there. There was even discussion yesterday, and people thought it was an April Fool's joke, but Chris Kelthorpe, who organises planes around the country for travelling horses, there's a bit of pressure here from Sydney that they actually organise a special plane to fly horses between Sydney and Adelaide, Gordon.
Wow. Hope they don't bring them too good.
That's the thing. The good prize money brings the good horses.
Yeah, and it's good to have it, but you've got to be able to get a bit of it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think Ben's will be one that'll be right there. Thanks a lot, mate. Good luck on the weekend.
Thanks, Andrew. No worries.
Gordon Richards from Adelaide, the trainer of Ben's, who lines up in the Irwin on Saturday, as will illustrious lad.